New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Welcome to the Wire to Wire podcast. As always, it's me, your host Yusuf. Now, without further ado, let's just get right to it. Now, the NBA season recently started, and on opening night, we saw the fake, forced, and contrived moment between LeBron and his son Bronny James. Now, it's no secret, I, and many others, think Bronny just isn't good enough to be playing at this level, and has no business being on an NBA roster. But if you listen to the mainstream media, particularly those allegedly owned and operated by the Clutch Sports posse, that beautiful moment outweighs any form of logic and reasoning. But more people, fans and media members alike, are waking up to the truth. Now, recently, on ESPN's First Take, Chris Mad Dog Russo spoke the truth about this fraudulent moment. But not just him. Michelle Beadle did as well. And you know what? There are many more that think this way and that agree but are scared to say anything because they don't believe it's advantageous to their career to say it. But what I want to do is play a brief clip of what Mad Dog Russo and Michelle Beadle had to say. Then I'm going to share my thoughts on their comments.
Let's calm down. Nobody in America, this might be fun for LeBron. Nobody in America cares that Bronny James played 3 minutes and grabbed one rebound and at 11 o'clock at night in the opener. And this is supposed to be a moment that America is going to resonate with. I mean, come on. I'm being serious now. And I love the kid. All right. We know we had the major issue at USC. And LeBron's great. He's an all-timer. He's always been a phenomenal player. He stays out of trouble. Who doesn't like LeBron? I mean, he's not Jordan, but who doesn't love LeBron? Everybody loves LeBron.
I can't believe it.
But to make a big deal because JJ, and I love Redick. I'm rooting for him hard here.
Yeah,
but the idea that he put him in for 3 minutes, he grabbed the rebound, a couple of shots, and this is the greatest moment in professional sports.
Mad Dog.
I mean, we got to be serious.
They made history.
Ken Griffey Jr. and Ken Griffey Jr. and Ken Griffey made history.
He's one of the greatest players of all time. The ultimate dream realized playing alongside his son in the iconic purple and gold.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
If LeBron James is not the second greatest player in the history of basketball, would this be a story?
It would be a story, but not nearly as big.
Well, this is a story because we're making LeBron. You know, you can make the argument that the Lakers got Bronny to begin with to, as Wendy just said, to energize LeBron. So that puts a qualification on it. Well, hold on now. He's only on the team because LeBron's 40. He's their star. So as a result, that's a second-round pick, 3 minutes. Let's throw him out there. Sorry, folks.
Guys.
I ain't buying it.
You
Stephen guys can go crazy.
Call me an owner. Nothing more important than family.
Westbrook made it to the league on his own and did all that by himself. If this isn't manufactured, then I don't know what the word manufactured means. But, again, I am not impressed, and I thought this was so ridiculous.
When Mad Dog Russo was asked about this on the Dan Patrick Show, he doubled down on his original comments by saying this. Now, take a listen.
But I read it where you kind of dismiss the Bronny, LeBron James concocted script.
Yeah, I can't stand it. What a waste of time that is. Yes, I think that's so stupid. That is so, Dan, that is so artificial. That is so, I mean, come on. He had one rebound in 3 minutes. He's going to be in the G League in about a week. You know, they listen, LeBron is a wonderful player, and I understand that Lakers are trying to make sure that he is motivated and he's galvanized and it meant something to him. So I understand that. But I walk around town all the time. I did not have one person tell me, wow, did you see that Bronny play with LeBron last night? The American sports fan could care less. Let's be fair. And don't compare it to Griffey. I looked it up. When Ken Griffey played with his son with Seattle, you know, he hit 306 that year. And another year he had a 380 batting average. Griffey could still hit when he was 41 years of age. Bronny's not an NBA player right now. The Lakers did this to pacify LeBron, which I understand. He's the second greatest player of all time. It meant something to him. Okay. But don't try to convince the American sports fan that this is a big deal that LeBron played with his kid and it's the first ever, because I think it's fake. That's my take. I know a lot of people disagree. That's my take.
Okay.
So you guys heard what they had to say. So what do I make of this? It was refreshing to hear these guys speak the truth.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hessilo V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Now, you know the phrase, silent majority? Now, many people, like I said, are thinking this, but they won't say it. And I'm sorry to say this, but I have to. Molly Karam can be so insufferable at times. Like, just let the man speak without cutting him off and interrupting him with your Young Jeezy ad-libs. Come on, man dog. It was a beautiful moment, man dog. It's LeBron James. But her role is to steer the conversation and make sure that everyone is going along with the script. Now, in regards to Michelle Beadle, she's right. This whole thing is fake and manufactured. Now, people can try and say that they're haters, but the reality is they did nothing but speak the truth. Now, speaking of haters, LeBron is actually a hater of Michelle Beadle. Now, after she criticized him for his weak decision to join the Miami Heat, he was pushing behind the scenes for ESPN to fire her. Now, imagine being so sensitive and weak that you tried to get her fired just for criticizing you. But this is what happens when you speak uncomfortable truths. Now, people will try to silence you, cancel you, and even suppress you. Now, I believe that we're seeing, and we will continue to see, a changing of the guard. I believe the drafting of Bronny James was LeBron overplaying his hand. I think more mainstream media pundits will start speaking out, and this will only magnify if the Lakers lose. Now, The Lakers are currently 2-0 at the time of this recording. But that is because Anthony Davis, and shout out to Anthony Davis, he is legitimately looking like the best player on the team, and LeBron so far has been relegated to third fiddle. But I can make the case that he's been the worst player on their starting lineup and is the worst player on the court every time that he takes the court. Now, I don't think LeBron will be okay with this, right? Especially if people in the media start praising AD and they start saying that it's his team and he's the leader of the team. I believe that LeBron will stage a mutiny and he will play his ball dominant, stat padding style of ball that doesn't lead to wins but leads to him filling a stat sheet. Now, every time a coach tries to use him in off-ball scenarios, he gets frustrated and he eventually reverts back to his LeBron system. I don't believe this time will be any different. But JJ Redick has just as much of an ego as LeBron does, that he will not accept LeBron trying to usurp him in authority. And I think that this will lead to tension between the two. But so far, the independent media space has been honest about LeBron, and I believe the mainstream media will slowly start to change their tune. Now, Mad Dog Russo and Michelle Beadle are just some of the first, but trust me, more will come. Now, many are thinking this, but others will start to express it, especially when it becomes the popular thing to do. If the Lakers win, and Anthony Davis is leading the charge, and LeBron is playing a reduced role, you're going to start to hear more of this rhetoric. Or, conversely, if the Lakers start losing, and LeBron is stuffing the stat sheet, people will start juxtaposing it, saying, when you guys were playing this style, it was working for you. So why are you now deviating away from it? And I think that's when more and more media members will start to feel confident. So this is a two-edged sword here. It can go either way. But I think ultimately it's going to have the same outcome. But you guys just need to watch and see. But that's all I got for you guys today. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast. And you can also follow me and the podcast on social media. You can even check out my books. Everything will be in the description. Until next time.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the Reproductive Rights Amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.